With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. stocks closed lower on Monday as investors were wary of betting on riskier assets before seeing the outcome of Russia's aborted weekend mutiny. The rebellion by Russian mercenaries raised questions about President Vladimir Putin's future. The White House on Monday divvied up $42 billion among the nation's 50 states and U.S. territories to make access to high-speed broadband universal by 2030. As it launched a new publicity campaign, thousands of air travelers faced flight cancellations and delays over the weekend and Monday as thunderstorms rolled in across the U.S. East Coast and Midwest. In addition to bad weather, a technology failing also contributed to airline disruptions. Film and television directors voted overwhelmingly to ratify a new 3-year labor contract with major Hollywood studios Friday, averting a second work stoppage that would have added to upheaval caused by an ongoing writer's strike. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.